Praise him. Oh, what a blessed assurance that Jesus, he is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Truly, we give honor to the Lord this morning. Our young people are not through with us yet. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And y'all got a little energy I can borrow for a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Hallelujah. We talk about them being our church of tomorrow. But I thank God for what they did today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All they need is just a taste of Jesus. If you get a taste and you find out that he is good, then you always want just a little bit more of what you have experienced when it comes to experiencing the spirit and the power of a mighty God. And I am thankful this morning to be in the midst of a people that know that we may not have all of the answers. We don't dot every I, we don't cross every T, but we do love our children. And there are times where we may not seemingly be getting anywhere, but I come to tell you, don't give up. Sometimes when it seems like they're not doing what you think that they ought to be doing, if you planted that seed, it's in there. All you got to do is keep on watering, keep on. And the way you water that is by prayer. The way you water that is by having a little more patience. The way you water that is by looking back and remembering that you too once was young and you too once had a hard head and it took you a little time to get it together. So let us don't kill the children before they get a chance to live. Let's embrace them and teach them what patience and love is really all about, because I thank God that somebody had some patience with me. I thank God that somebody, you know, we sang the song sometimes, somebody prayed for me, but I thank God that it wasn't just mere words, that their prayers was not in vain. Somebody in here this morning is praying not only for yourself, but you are praying for somebody else. Some of you are even praying for some of our young people that don't belong to you. And that's a blessing before the Lord our God, because we got to learn how to love one another. We got to trust the power of God, and we got to be there one for another. That is an amazing thing. And I thank God for the sister's testimony that when she said that God put her where she needed to be, because we have to understand that God blesses us. We say in a mysterious way, but if we just look out of our eyes that he's given us, we'll see that our blessings are right there by us. Sometimes our blessing is right before our eyes and we don't realize it because we are looking in the wrong places. We sometimes look for people to do great things when all you need them to do is just a little thing, just a little bit of concern, just a little love, just a little concern to let somebody know that you are not in this thing all by yourself. It is not by any of our merits, not because we have been so good, but we only here this morning because we serve a good God. And we serve a God that has blessed us to come. And after coming, I'm thankful to be a witness this morning to worship and praise and to giving God glory. You got to have a mind this morning to give God thanks. You got to have a mind to look where God has brought you from. And then we need to learn how when God has blessed us, we are blessed to be a blessing to someone else. We ought to know this morning that it is a joy to serve God. And I thank God for the impact that our children have on us, because when they work for God, that there's a greatness there. When they work for God, there's something in there that allows us to know that God is still real. That there's something about when we talk about God and when we talk about our young people and allowing them an opportunity to help us share the good news, that salvation is out, to help us share the good news, whether it's in dance or song or reading the scriptures or just walking before us, knowing that their light too can shine. Because listen what God said, suffer little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then he blessed them. So I pray that God will continue to bless and keep all of our young people. And whether you're young or whether they're old, whether they're mid-age, we need to know that God is a blessing God. And God wants us to love one another. We want to know this morning that our young people have a love that is unconditional, a love that they know that is going to be right there. Anybody know that you need a love that you can depend on? And that's what our young folk need. They need somebody that they can depend on. They need to wake up in the morning knowing that they're not in the house all by themselves. They need to go to bed at night knowing that somebody is praying for them. They need to know that somebody the new turn got their back, because somebody got to have you. If don't nobody else have you, your mama and daddy ought to have you. And then if that don't work, then that's what we're all about. Church house ought to be a place where we can get help, where we can get comfort, where there can be joy and peace of mind. This ought to be a place where you can come and shed all of your burdens. You know, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. How many of you be honest with yourself? And from last Sunday to this Sunday, everything didn't just go quite your way. You didn't do everything just right. You had some ups and you still had some downs. There were some things that you had an understanding of, and then there were some things that you just didn't know why it happened, but God is still in control. How many of you know God to be an in-control God? A God that can do what nobody else can do. Now we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And David says it like this: this is the day that the Lord God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that we ought to give thanks. Another chance, another time that we ought to be glad that God allowed us to be in the house of God. And first and foremost, we ought to be glad that we are still counted amongst the living. I'm glad this morning that I still have my being. I'm glad that God woke me up this morning. Don't you know that you ought to be thankful this morning? Because I got a call early this morning that everything just don't quite work out like we thought. Even though we are living today, we could die today. For the Bible declares that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after death, the judgment. But thank God for the living this morning. Thank God that there's not anybody laying before us this morning. Thank God that you know that the blood yet is running warm in your veins. Don't you know that we ought to learn how to enjoy the love of God? We ought to enjoy life because God gave us this life. And what I love about God is able to meet you wherever you are. You know, a lot of time we hear folk talking about when I get myself together or when I lay this aside, I'm coming on in and I'm going to do this. But I thank God that I realized that I couldn't get it right. I thank God that I couldn't lay enough things down. All I had to do was just come to Jesus, just as I was. Anybody in here witness to that? That you came to Jesus a wretch undone? You came to Jesus with problems in your life? You came to Jesus with your head hung down? You came to Jesus with tears coming down your eyes? You came to Jesus worried all night long, but God still blessed you. And because he blessed you, you ought to be a blessing to somebody else. See, I don't care what the condition you may be in, what circumstances you may have, God will be right there. I thank God that he is that kind of God that won't hold things against us. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we don't do things in the right way, God still blesses us. The Bible declared that he has allowed his son to shine on the just as well as the unjust. The Bible declared that his goodness and his mercy shall last forever. How many times have you heard us say, and it came to be just a mere words to some folk, God is good, and all the time, see what I mean? God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. So now, that need to be more than just words. There are times that an individual may use that as a testimony. And if that is your personal testimony, that's a good testimony. And you're not telling a lie, because he is a good God. He is a good God all the time, and all the time he is good. But let us don't just fall into what just being said. You know how we get a clink and we just grab hold on to something that's going on? And all you have to do is throw it out there. God is good, and all I have to do is shut up and you'll finish it. But I need to know that you know God to be good all the time. Because the thing that you got to understand, that there is no in between all the time, and all the time is all the time. So now that means that when I'm suffering in my body, God is still good. When I don't have no money in my pocket, God is still good. When they lie and persecute your name, God is still good.
When they call you everything but a child of God, God is still good. When I cannot see my way out, God is still good. So don't tell me God is not good. The God that I serve, he is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But for sake of my children, and even they have heard it. But one thing about preaching the gospel is that we need an understanding of what God is trying to tell us. I'm giving you one message this morning. I'm not going to jump all over the Bible, but I need to go to a few places to let you understand and let them understand how and why God is good. Now, first of all, you got to know that God is the supreme being. God is the one that we declare that made us from the dust of the ground. God is the one that has the power over heaven and hell. Now, I know you heard about hell, haven't you? Hell is hot. Hell is a place we don't want to go. Hell is a place where people are burning up and they're crying out and they want a little ice water. You ever get hot and thirsty? And some of you like Gatorade. Some of you like fruit juice. Some of you like cheer wine. But I come to tell you, there's none of that stuff in hell. You're not going to get nothing to cool your thirst. So you got to understand as a young child that God has the power to give you the understanding. And when you get thirsty, you can drink of the water of life because he is that water of life. Now, what I want to tell you is that God created the heavens and the earth. For the Bible declares, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's the kind of power God has. God saw the light, that it was good. So God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Now, the second day, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and divided water from the water. So God divided the waters which were under the firmament, and God called it heaven, and the evening and morning was the second day. So the first day, he creates everything. The second day, God creates a place for all of us to go, that place called heaven. And now, the third day, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. So now we got the earth and the sea. All of these things God made. God said, let there be light. And then those lights in the night that we call stars. As we look in the night and we see all of the stars, they are innumerable because there are so many of them. And God has so much power that there are stars all over the world, but God has the power to know how many there is. Every time you comb your hair, some strands of hair is left in the comb. But out of all the ones that comes out of all the ones that the barber cut off, it grows back. And God has the power that he knows how many strands of hair is on your very head. That's the God we serve. See, I'm trying to paint a picture here. Older folk ought already know. But my children got to know who God is. They got to know that God got more power than your mama and your daddy. God got more power than grandma and granddaddy. God got more power than Santa Claus, because Santa Claus don't even exist sometimes. You got to trust the power of a mighty God. You got to know that God is the one that gives us all of our gifts. And all of our gifts come from God. We got to stop making the word of God a lie. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. And God created everything that is in the water, all the whales and all the fishes and all of those things, all the birds in the air. God created all of those things. But as we move to the sixth day, oh God, look at God. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion, meaning let man have power over all the fishes, over all the horses, over all those that I've created. I'm going to give man to have that power, but man, don't forget who God is. I'm going to give you some power, but I'm the one with all power. So now God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was good. Everything. Everything that God made was good. Everything that God made is good. Everything that God will allow us to have, we ought to be thankful of the mighty power of God. A God that has created everything. A God that has said that everything that he has made is good. You see, it takes faith and hope to see and understand God's goodness in the midst of our heartaches and our troubles. We got to know and understand that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But the Bible said, be of good cheer. We got to understand that there comes a time that you got to know God for yourself. You got to be able to say that the Lord is my shepherd. You got to be able to say that I know God for myself. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So I got to have a mind this morning to tell God thank you. I got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to bless me. I got to know that in this morning that God is going to be the one that I can always depend on. I believe that every day God gives us a life, that we owe God some praise. I don't know about you, but I owe God praise this morning. I want to thank God for everything that the Lord God has done. And I know that it had not been because of any of our goodness, but it's all because of the power of a mighty God. David said, I will exalt thee, my God. I will bless the name of the Lord forever. Every day I'll bless thee. Every day I'll call on your name forever. David said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's why I get excited about the young folk, because I used to be a young boy myself. And ever since I was a young boy, I've loved the Lord my God. I love to sing the songs of Zion. I love to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I love to know that everything is going to be all right. I got some good days and some bad days. But when I look back over my life, I just want to tell God thank you this morning. For I found out through the words of David that the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. The Lord is slow to anger. God is great and full of all kinds of mercy. The Lord is good, and not only is he good to me, but the Bible said God is good to everybody. Anybody know God to be a mighty good God? Anybody know that God will make a way out of no way? I just want to thank God this morning, for it had not been for the Lord who is on my side. I want to thank God this morning, for it is God that made us and not we ourselves. I want to let you know this morning that if it had not been for the Lord, who had been right there by our side. Anybody know the Lord is on your side? Anybody know that God will make a way? I want to let you know this morning that everything good that happened to me, God did it. Anybody know that God will do exactly what he said he would do? Anybody know the power of a mighty God? I want to let you know this morning that you got to learn how to have a hallelujah praise. Anybody know how to praise God? You got to praise him when the going is good. You got to learn how to praise him when it's not good. You got to praise him early in the morning. Praise him late in the midnight hour. You got to know that God has something in store for you. There is a purpose for your life. God didn't bless you just to be all by yourself, but God blessed you from the bed. He made a way out of no way. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that God knows exactly what he is doing. There's a destiny for your life. There's a purpose for your life. There's a reason why you are here. The reason why you're here this morning, because God woke you up this morning, started you on another day's journey, gave you a mind to come out to the house of God, and you stopped by the Foul Chapel Baptist Church. And I want to let somebody know this morning that your coming is not being vain. If you love the Lord thy God, all you got to do is love God. And the Bible says, and to you that know it, all things work together for good to them that love God. God will put your thing together. When the enemy try to pull you apart, God has a way of bringing it back together. God will allow everything to work out for your good. He know your destiny. He know where you've been. He know where you're trying to go. Anybody trying to get to heaven? Anybody trying to live right? Anybody trying to trust the power of God? The Bible say, for he did foreknow them that he also predestinated, that them that he called, he will glorify, he will justify, he will equip to do the work of the Lord. But there's somebody that's going to hate you. There's somebody going to say you don't have nothing. Somebody going to say you ought to sit down somewhere. But how many of you know when the Lord God bring you out, when the Lord God do something in your life, I don't care what they say, but when I think about what God said, I thank my God this morning. I thank God that no weapon formed against me, because I know the power of God. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, nobody can knock you out. If God be for you this morning, he will make a way out of no way. If God be for you this morning, there's no sickness that's going to overtake you. There's no trouble that's going to rob you. There's nobody in the end that is able to pull you apart. Because as long as I'm in the hand of a mighty God, I found out that everything is going to be all right. I thank God this morning that everything good, anybody had some goodness in their life, goodness and mercy should follow you all the days of your life. I thank God that he's a good God. I thank God that he's good all the time. I thank God that he was good when I was bad. I thank God that he was good when I didn't know no better. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Do you know him to be a good God? Is he good in your life? Is he good to somebody in here this morning? Has God done anything for you? If God had done something for you, and you know it wasn't nobody but God, then you ought to be willing to give God some praise. Somebody ought to say, yeah, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, can you think about what the Lord has done? All you got to do is just think of one thing that God done in your life. And when I think of that good thing that God has done, my soul, my soul, my soul cries out hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything good that has happened to me, God did it. Woke me up, saved my soul, made a way out of no way, blessed me, blessed my family, made a bridge across troubled water. Oh God, my throne tower. Oh God, my bridge across troubled water. Oh God, he's my friend. He's a good friend. And I can always depend on God. Everything, everything, everything good that has happened to me, mama didn't do it, daddy didn't do it, Betts didn't do it, but God did it. 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 Everything, everything good that has happened to me, God did it. And if God did it, it's good. It's good. It's good. Anybody feel good this morning? Anybody got some joy? Anybody got praise? You ought to stand up on your sanctified feet, and you ought to give God a hallelujah praise. You ought to thank the Lord thy God for making a way out of no way. Everything, everything, everything that God did, everything that God did, he did it just for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God did it. God healed you. God kept you. God fed you. God made a way out of no way. God picked you up out of that dirt. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything. 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 Everything that God did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything good, everything good that has happened to me, God did it. Now let me help somebody else out. Because when you are suffering and when you're going through, somebody say, I can't see God in that. But you see, it's your hard times that make you appreciate your good times. It's when you're going through that makes you realize that I'm walking down through this valley of the shadow of death. But my God is watching over me, and he is delivering me, and he's making a way out of no way. So sometimes you got to see the good in your bad, because your bad make you come to where it's good. And when you get out of your bad situation and get exactly where God needs you to be, then you can hear what thus said the Lord. Everything that's good that has happened, hallelujah, to me, God did. When I didn't know what to do, sister said God had somebody in the right place at the right time. And that somebody was my God that day. All of us got guardian angels. If we just recognize that he is right there. Everything good that happens, God does it.